Let's go to line two. There's Tony in Corpus Christi. He's calling the Sports Drive. He dialed 884-1230. Tony, you want to talk a little six man?
Hey, how you doing, man?
Oh, we're doing good. How about you, sir? Isn't that pretty fascinating stuff?
Hey, I see six-man football all the time. We got one in town.
We have six-man football here?
Yeah, we got a Christian school called Annapolis Christian Academy.
Yeah, I've heard of it.
Yeah, they won 3 years ago the state championship, and last year they came in second.
That's what he mentioned. He mentioned there are some private schools that play.
Yeah,
so
it's fun, man.
Tell me about it. Tell me about it.
Yeah, some scores are like 75 to 73.
That was the question I forgot to ask him. What's a typical score like?
Yeah, something like that. We had a game where we were like 65 to 12.
Whoa.
And then the half, they came back and beat us.
That's interesting. You know what? Because I was checking the website for six-man football, and if a team goes up by 45 in the second half, the game is automatically over.
Right, right. You got a 45, what do you call it?
Mercy rule.
Yeah.
Right. But if you're up by 45 before the half, as in your case there, it's okay. Uh-huh. You still play.
Yeah, you still play.
That's awesome.
And it's awesome. And I was telling you guys that, man, there were some days where the center scored more than the receiver.
So he'd hike the ball, then run out into the pass pattern?
Yeah. It was awesome, man.
That's
fun. Just like, wow, it was great.
I mean, it must really drive home the point that, you know, we got the Super Bowl next week. Football is huge. Football's and in Texas as well, especially. Uh-huh. And for you to have not enough players to field an 11-man team on the field for this thing to get invented, and it was invented in the 30s, but it's a brilliant concept, and I'm glad they did it for schools like that. Annapolis Christian Academy, you said?
Yes, sir. My son plays basketball for him, and they want him to play because he's a pretty good cornerback, but he's a basketball
player. Who are they
player.
Playing against? Other private schools?
Yeah, they play private schools. We played a game up in San Antonio. They guys, they were like 6'4", man, you know?
Wow.
But, you know, they're from a private school, so, you know.
That's cool, man. When this movie comes out, we'll look for it, all right? And then we'll get to see it.
It's a great, you know, Annapolis is, you know, they do real good every year, so.
Well, good for them. You tell them to keep it up. It's fascinating, and it's awesome that they get a chance to play.
Okay.
All right,
man. Sounds good.
Thank you, Tony. Six-man football was invented in 1934 by a high school coach from Chester, Nebraska, named Stephen Epler, who wanted to find a way for his players to have an opportunity to play the game of football. 4 years later, in 1938, the game made its way to Texas as the UIL contemplated adding six-man football to the option allowed for Texas public schools. And in that first year, 1938, only 55 schools participated in six-man football. A year later, that number grew to 112, and at one time as many as 160 teams participated. The game that started it all was Prairie Lee versus Martindale in the spring of 1938. Very little is known about that game, but there you go for those of you into history.